Hello everyone, Wilhelm Must here with the podcast Winning the Game. If you're a leader and you're interested in thriving at work and in life, you've come to the right place. I share here from decades of training tens of thousands of leaders to be more productive with less stress. Today I want to speak about something that is so fascinating to me still after many, many years of teaching this perspective, and it has to do with how you feel. Human beings are born with the ability to feel, but we misunderstand what our feelings are communicating to us. I caught myself the other day in the morning feeling a bit stressed and frustrated because there was a lot going on, having come back from vacation. Now, the feelings I have in the morning when I look out at my workday and all the activities and stuff I need to do, do not arise from the activities and the stuff I have to do. Situations and circumstances never causes feelings for human beings. And that might sound wrong, it might sound even arrogant, it might sound insensitive to state that. But the circumstances I have do not cause my feelings. What causes my feelings moment by moment by moment is the thinking I have about the circumstances. So being a human being, I feel my own thoughts moment to moment to moment. Sometimes my thoughts are connected to the circumstance, sometimes they are not. But regardless of what my thoughts might get triggered by or might be focused on, what I'm feeling moment to moment is my own thinking. I'm still amazed sometimes how, like the other morning, I was feeling one way of a bit impatient, a little frustration, slightly stressed, a little annoyed, feeling insufficient to deal with what was going on, to simply 10 minutes later, feeling inspired and energized and really looking forward to my day, although the circumstances hadn't changed a bit. How is that even possible? Well, of course it's possible, because if my thought changes, my feelings could change. So just notice for yourself, can you see that you feel different sometimes in terms of a challenge or a problem or a situation? You feel really different in only 10-15 minutes, despite the fact that the circumstance or problem or challenge you're facing haven't changed a bit. When we feel frustrated, impatient, annoyed, lonely, stressed, reactive, we don't think very clearly. And the mistake we do when we feel like that is we think even more, trying to change the circumstance often, because we don't want to feel like we do. When we wake up and realize, wow, my thinking must be really off right now, because these feelings aren't healthy, so my thinking can't be healthy, I better slow down a bit and relax a bit and see what occurs. That could be enough sometimes. So what I want you to take from today's podcast is simply the fact that when you have feelings of being stuck somehow, just try and slow down a bit and notice what happened. And when you've done that, slow down some more and notice again what happened. Often it's enough to just slow down and stop overthinking, and stop overreacting, and slow down some more, and you'll soon feel very different, and your thinking will be back to more creative, insightful, and healthy thinking again. So thanks for listening to this podcast. I'm back most of the days with new episodes, so you're welcome back anytime you want.